Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Yeah.
See, Daddy, sinners have soul too.
Of Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle. The song that you was hearing was part of a movie called The Color Purple. And in that particular scene, the lady who was singing in a jute joint, you know, for black people to get together and to hang out and dance and stuff, her dad, who was a minister, didn't care for her daughter because she didn't have a husband and she had children, you know, and people being very judgmental about different things, you know, and the song was called God Is Trying to Tell You Something. I don't care if you feel rejected. I don't care if you feel like, you know, the world is caving in. I don't care if someone said you did something wrong. Everybody needs to be loved, and we need to look at ourselves before we start pointing fingers, because when we point fingers at people, three are facing us. So God is trying to tell each of us something. So we need to learn how to be a better person. We need to learn how to not let the negativity and those darts that be coming at us, you know, get us injured. We got to learn how to move and duck like the Matrix, because God is trying to tell you something. You got to stay strong when you're in the battle, because when you come through the battle, you're going to be enriched. You're going to be stronger, and you'll be able to handle the stuff that's coming on down the road. But I first want to thank all my listeners from north to south, east to west, and all my listeners in Hawaii, the United States, Canada, the United Kingdom, Nigeria and Cameroon, Africa, Pakistan, Peru, Australia, Singapore, France, and Iraq. And I thank all of y'all for tuning in, because you have a whole lot of love to your sister, because y'all all over the globe. So thank God for that. And I want y'all to continue to listen in on my show each and every Friday. So our guest tonight is Pastor Jamal Seymour, a man of God, you know, but for some reason he hasn't shown up yet, but that's okay, because how we do it, we still let the thing, the show goes on. So, you know, if anybody's on the call and you want to talk, just hit 347-945-6003 and hit the number 1 on your phone, because it lets me know you got a comment. But before I get any further, I want to introduce my two lovely ladies, Felicia and Strawberry. How y'all ladies doing tonight?
Wonderful.
Yeah, yeah, good.
Wonderful. We're doing excellent.
That's right.
Good, good. And also on the call, imagine this. I got one of my old co-hosts, my brother in Christ, my friend, you know, the guy I got so much love for, out on the West Coast holding it down, Mark Anthony Real. How you doing, honey?
Fine, honey. And hello, ladies.
Hi,
Mark.
How are you?
Good. Great. I know. I love that new opening. No, honey, Terry, I love that new opening. Where did that come from? Where did that come from?
The movie?
No. You worked it. You worked it, girl.
Okay. Well, just me, you know, running my mouth. I know how you do that. Things have not changed.
No.
You know, ladies are first. So we're going to start with the youngest to the oldest, and we're going to let each woman, and then Mark, before I come on, tell one reason that you know that God has blessed you. Because, you know, we all going through something, but there's a rainbow in each storm. There's a rainbow. So, Strawberry.
Well, no, make sure it's a rainbow, baby.
That's right. It could be the rainbow of the LGB.
No, I'm kidding. I'm
okay,
kidding. It doesn't have to be, Terry. It can be, though.
That's right. But, you know, in the Bible in Genesis,
anyway,
it says
I'm sorry. Go ahead, dear.
That's okay. In the Bible, in the book of Genesis, the rainbow was a signal from God to man that we have a covenant, you know, and the rainbow was a symbol. It's in the book. Read it for yourself. It's in Genesis.
I'm afraid of that book.
Don't
that book tells me that book tells me that I'm going to go to hell. Why should I read that book?
Opinion about that. I know that it says that homosexuality is an abomination in the sight of God, but I also know that same book.
Well, you done told me enough that it is. And
okay,
let me
tell you this, though. The Bible also says that Jesus came for everybody.
Judge and you shall not be judged. I know.
Right. He said he came for everybody, all sinners. You know. He said, come to me, you know. So I believe that.
I do come to him, Terry. I do.
Okay, baby.
Always.
But I want people to know that man wrote that book, and it's supposed to be inspired by God. But I do believe that there may be some issues in there that are not actually correct, because if Jesus came for all is inclusive.
What do your women say about all this? I want to hear.
Yeah, Strawberry, what do you think about that homosexuality? Because Mark is gay, and he's proud of it. You know, what do you feel about that?
Well, no, I haven't been proud of it until recently. You know, I really haven't. But now that came out, no.
Well,
no.
You know what, I will say this. I mean, yes, in the Bible, of course, you know, God made Adam and Eve. However, you know.
He didn't make Adam and Eve. I know.
Go ahead. But hear me out, though.
I am.
If she had just came out, you know, that's a blessing because, you know, you cannot help who you fall in love with. So if you happen to fall in love with another man, I don't think there's nothing wrong with that personally.
I did not fall in love with another man. I've always been this way. God made me gay. I know that. He, you know, when I was, I told Terry a long time ago on this same show that I was having sex with men way back when. And Terry will testify, right?
Amen. I sure will.
You say that you're going to hell. That's not true. There's no set way in stone where it says, okay, you, when you die, you're going to hell. No. You see what I'm saying?
I know, Thank you.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
You are still God's child no matter what.
Well,
you know
what?
God
loves me no matter what. So, anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt.
Felicia, what's your take on this?
Well,
anyway,
She
was trying to make a point. Go ahead, honey.
I was just wondering if Strawberry was finished with what she was trying to say. I don't think she got a chance to finish, though. So I'll let her finish, and then I'll chime in, because I don't think you are done.
And it was, that's fine. What I was saying was, like, given the fact that this is obviously what she was born to be, okay, so you are not going to go to hell. You're not a sinner. Well, let me rephrase that. We all are sinners. But
we are.
Yes, we are, because we sin every day. None of us are perfect. You see what I'm saying?
Thank you.
So with you being who you are, you embrace that.
We're not. But you know, when I first was born, why did I like men? Why did I care about men and want to have sex with them? It doesn't make any sense to me, and it has never made any sense to me, that when I was born, after five, I was having sex with men. There ain't no kind of reason.
Felicia, ask her question. I will address that, Mark.
Well, I didn't have a question so much as... Mark, I didn't have a question so much. What I wanted to share with you all is I'm actually working on another book that is based around same-sex relationships as well as heterosexual relationships. And the dedication that I wrote was because one of my favorite people in the whole wide world is a lesbian. She's my little cousin, but she's like my little sister. So I dedicated this book to her and everybody that you love who you love, you know, and I don't have a problem with that. So I'm just going to read it, if that's okay. It's short, it's sweet, but it's for you too, Mark, okay? So I'm going to read it. It says,
Okay,
it says, to the Creator, in which all things great flow free, to my little sister, Nessie Nefertari Cromartie, who never hid the fact that her ability to love a woman is perfectly beautiful. You are the epitome of what it means to be free, a free spirit that represents the same for those who may be struggling to free themselves. People shoot down what they do not understand, and ignorance is usually the outcome. This book is dedicated to everyone in and out of hiding. I hope this helps you break the shackles that have been placed on you by others' expectations of who you should be. I would like to thank the gay and lesbian community for your existence. You bring an array of colors to this black and white world. I love the Rainbow Nation. So that's my stance on same-sex relationships.
Do you know, I think I love that. I love that opening.
Well,
I think it's great.
Dedication. Well, thank you. I because it's, I'll say this. You
did you write that yourself, honey?
Yeah, I did write it myself. Yes, those are my words.
Did Terry help you with it?
No,
not at all.
The first time Terry. I'm actually an author, so I write as well. But Terry, no, this is the first time Terry's heard it also. But I'll say this. You said it earlier, the Bible does say judge not, be self judge. I kind of feel like we put too many emphasis on situations that have absolutely nothing to do with God or the devil. We are here, and we have the ability to make choices. God gave us carte blanche to choose what we wanted to choose for our own lives, and none of us have to stand in judgment, but you stand in judgment for your own thing. I'm not worried about judgment. People are going to judge all day long. I'm just going to tell you, whoever you love, feel free to love. As long as you're not killing anybody or hurting anybody, I don't have a problem with it. You can love who you want to love. I feel like I'm a heterosexual woman, but I have had a relationship with a girl. And
well, you know what, honey, I do have a problem with judgment because I don't want to go to hell.
Who said you want to live?
And die in a pit of hell.
Let me just jump in here and say this. You know, the Bible, any eloquent speaker can take whatever part they want and run with it. But, you know, the basic thing people fail to remember is that Jesus came for the multitude. It never said nowhere in the Bible that he only came for a certain group of people. The Bible also says that it's going to show us a mystery. It's just like a baby. You wouldn't give a baby meat. And we are babies in Christ and understanding of the gospel. We learn as much as we can learn, but God didn't give us everything. And our eyes will be open upon judgment. I just think that, you know, that particular part, you know, had something to do with the homophobic minds that was writing the context of the Bible,
which is with racist and sexist and all of that.
And I think that, you know, that's where that come into, because if Jesus came for all means everyone. But, you know, we got to learn how to intermingle with everybody, cultural or lifestyle differences, and we got to learn how to forgive. And on that note, I'm going to read one of my poems that I wrote a long time ago, and it's called The Road to Forgiveness. The road to forgiveness, where do we start? We start with humility, and we start with the heart. The road to forgiveness may be a bumpy ride. Sometimes we need to apologize, yet we run and hide. When you hold
apologize
on to disappointment.
Apologize for what? Apologize for what, Terry?
For what?
Why should I apologize for anything? For
no, I'm not saying
he made me.
I'm not saying that you should. I'm saying that we need to be forgiving when we interact with people. But it's okay if I finish reading my poem?
No. Well, I mean, I'm listening, but I'm not understanding. You know.
Okay. Well, when let me finish, and then you can ask the question.
Okay. Go ahead.
The road to forgiveness may be a bumpy ride. Sometimes we need to apologize, yet we run and hide. When you hold on to disappointments and your heart seems brittle and cold, your only outcome will be that you grow miserable and old. The road to forgiveness will interfere with your pride, but some will become humbled and some will cry. The Lord has forgiven us, and that's the example we need to use. If he has forgiven us, then I can forgive you. The road to forgiveness may sting in your heart because it's hard to forgive once your pain has started. The road to forgiveness we all have to take. If heaven is our goal, we should not wait. The road to forgiveness should start with you. Forgive yourself first before you suffer from the things that you do. Forgiveness is about love
not patience or gain. Love will heal all without placing blame. The road to forgiveness has been paved by Christ. He set the bar high because he gave up his life. So all we need is a humble and contrite heart. Let's learn to be forgiven before our anger starts. The road to forgiveness is not the easiest road to take.
I love that, Terry.
You wonder why you should make the very first step when because of some others you were sad and you wept. So, my friends, hold on to bitterness will never bless you if that's the unfortunate road that you willingly choose. This is good old wisdom, and I'm not trying to be clever. I advise you to use forgiveness and be blessed forever. So what I'm saying is that we have become a nation of judgment, racist opinions. We have chosen to turn our backs on people because they are different from ourselves, and that's not what God wants. The biggest thing God came for is because of love. We got to love each other, you know.
Do you know what, Terry?
What's that, baby?
God made me a person of love and forgiveness and all of that. And he didn't create junk. He made me in his own image.
Amen.
So how in the frick can I, you know, tell him that he made me junk? No.
That's right.
No. He loves me dearly. I talk to him every day, and he tells me, Mark, everything's okay, baby. You ain't. I mean, I know I've had a lot of sins in the past, baby.
I've done
a lot of things that I. No, listen, I've done a lot of things I'm not proud of. But he forgives. He's a God of forgiveness.
Amen.
Yeah.
Strawberry.
I don't care what you did in your past, Terry. I don't care what you and your sisters did in the past. You're forgiven. If you believe, he has the power to forgive, honey.
Yes, and he'll throw into the sea of forgiveness.
Well, you have to repent, too. I mean, you have to say, no, I'm not going to do that anymore. You know, I'm not going to
acknowledge that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, and then willingly go down and award every grave, coming up a new creature in Christ, throw off the old garment of sin.
You know what? You know what? Jesus wants me to be a new creature. He does. He wants me
Amen.
To be a new creature in Christ. He's working on that, and I'm almost there.
Praise God.
I want to hear from your ladies over there. Well, why are they so silent?
Well, actually, I'm just listening. But all these weeks. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Strawberry.
Go ahead, girls.
All of us are a work in progress. You see what I'm saying? You know, each and every one of us that is on this line tonight are going through something. Each and every one of us are, you know, repenting for whatever sins that each one of us had made, either if it's in the past or in the present.
Correct.
We all
Correct.
Are going to repent for that because
yeah.
we know we were wrong or we know it was a sin. You see what I'm saying? And only thing is,
yeah.
we just got to stop repeating our sins. And me, I would say I'm guilty for that. Sometimes I repeat my sins.
What did you do in your past that was so unforgiving?
Well,
Oh, oops! I opened up a bad can of worms there. I'm sorry.
Well, no. What I did in my past was I'm actually a survivor of domestic violence. And of course, I repented for that, but I knew that this person was not the kind of person for me. I knew eventually it would escalate to what it did, and I stayed.
Who are you talking
and,
about?
I'm sorry?
An old boyfriend or what, who?
This is an ex-boyfriend.
Oh, okay. And what happened?
He beat the hell out of him.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I got smothered with my couch pillow, and if it was a second later, if he did not stop, I would not be here tonight. And after that, I stayed. I knew, deep down, I knew I had to leave. But I understand because I end up fearing him. And me, I usually do not fear no man or a woman for that matter. But something inside of me, I don't know what it was, but I feared him.
Well, you know, sometimes when people beat down your self-esteem, it makes you afraid. And when he isolates you from your family, you know, you feel like, you know, this is all you got. No one's going to be there for you. So, darling, don't be ashamed of what you did, because that's how they do it. That's how abusers abuse women, because it's a cycle of constantly tearing you down mentally, verbally, you know, and making you feel like, you know, you ain't shit, you know, isolating you from your family and your friends. And so then they'll tell you stuff, and then eventually, because you're hurting inside, you start believing that garbage that, you know, oh, my God, I'm going to stay here because I don't want anybody to know what I'm going through, trying to protect him even though he's hurting you. But that's what they do. That's never your fault. No one has the right to put their hands on you, and no one has the right to put their hands on someone else. I don't care whether it's female or female, man or female, or female or male. Abuse is what it is when you try to sit there and control somebody else by using physical force and emotional blackmail.
That's true.
But no. But she's telling the truth about her life, and I'm telling the truth about my life. You know, and you know, nobody has a right to do that to anybody.
Right. Well, Felicia, you sitting in the background.
Terry, are you going to listen to me? Yes.
Yeah.
You are, because I tell the truth always. I say.
You right.
I do. It's only because it's from my heart. My heart says, Mark, tell the damn truth to people. Tell them the truth.
You won't have to take nothing back. The truth.
No.
I believe that, man.
You know me. You know me better than anybody.
Right.
So, and the girls should know me. I hope they do.
I hope they
know me.
I can relate in a way to what you're going through, even though with me I'm not a homosexual or anything like that, but you're facing judgments. I also face judgments as well. You face yours because of who you are. I face mine because of past experiences. So my thing is, whoever is going to judge us, screw them. We don't need them. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but guess what, honey child? God is the witness. He knows what's happening. He knows who we are and what we did and all of that. So he's the final judge. So
exactly.
If he's mad,
God is a merciful God, and he's not
going
to judge us. He does not do that.
No, exactly. And that's what people don't understand. That God does not differentiate.
Discriminate.
Yeah.
He don't discriminate.
Yeah, he doesn't discriminate against any of us. He doesn't. He loves
all
of us.
Well, Felicia, you've been sitting back there quiet. Felicia, you got something to say, darling?
I know. Yeah. Get out of the dark, honey.
While I was just listening to everybody, just trying to get in where I fit in, a couple things with me that I want to say. First of all, the biggest lesson that I've learned about repentance is this. God already knows, based on what I know about God, he's omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent. He knows all. He sees all. He's everywhere at the same time. So anything that we've done, the path that we are on right now, he already has the blueprint to our life. He knows the things that we're going to encounter and the things that we're not going to encounter. So I would say this about repentance. You know what I don't do anymore? If I do something wrong, I don't necessarily repent depending on what it is, because I know that I have the ability to go back and commit that same situation again. So I ask God to help me with that, help strengthen me in that area. You understand what I'm saying? Because repentance means you don't turn away from it. You do it, and you repent, and then you go away from that thing never to return again. Some things in life you can't do. like that. Some things in life don't work that way. Let me finish. And the other thing that we talked about, we were discussing a little bit, was sin. One thing that I learned, and you want to know what the biggest sin that I've ever committed? The biggest sin that I've ever committed is not loving myself. That's the biggest sin that
which
I've
is
ever
a major,
committed.
Which is a major sin.
Let me tell you this. We learn how to trust and how to love through and by the relationships that we have here on earth with people. And so God even said in the Bible, how can you say you love me and you hate your neighbor who you can see, but you say you love me who you can't see? That scripture is so, it just sits out for me because people always say, well, how you going, you know, you trust God. How do I trust something that I can't see? However, that's something that's learned. That's something that life will teach you. You'll have experiences, and you'll know, okay, this is bigger than me or anybody else, so I know God is real. Now, he says work out your own salvation. So it's not based on what somebody else says. It's based on what you have to go and search and find who God is to you. You know, what God means to you. What does life mean? And we may not ever get all the answers, but I think the biggest sin that I've ever committed, like I said, was not loving myself enough. But I did that because I didn't come here getting that kind of love. So we're talking almost 50 years on earth, so it's going to take me probably another 50 to get it right. And I don't know if I have 50 years. All we can do is to do the best that we can to keep our best foot forward. Whoever you choose
honey,
to have
may I ask you a question? May I ask you a question, honey? When did you realize it, that you came to that realization that you didn't love yourself?
I wrestled with it. Been wrestling with it for a while. I'm working on it now. But when you've been trained
to
do
a new revelation,
certain
things,
you know.
It's a new revelation?
You said it's a pretty new revelation. No, it's not. Let me just say this. It's not really a new revelation. I'm just beginning to accept it now. That's it. I've known for a long time. But I'm accepting it. And accepting it means that I can correct it. So I'm a work in progress. I'll say that.
On that note, we need to take a little small break and come back in 2 minutes. So y'all stay with us.
Yes, and honey, I'm charging my other phone. So.
Okay.
Real. Unparalleled. Authorist Terry E. Lyle has written an autobiography entitled Broken. Terry talks about overcoming her personal battle with suicide, being homeless, selling and using drugs, and living the life of a swinger. She found that with prayer and her belief in God is real, that she was blessed to overcome all adversity to becoming the woman and authoress she is today. The book is $20 and can be purchased through Amazon, Kindle, createspace.com, and from her own personal website at www.terrylyle.com. It's yours. And make sure you tune in to hear Terry on Unmasked each and every Friday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com. The number 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. Remember, through God's grace and mercy, all things are possible, for He will not leave you.
Eddie Holman, and the topic of today, we were talking about how good God is. You know, as for me, you know, the God that I serve is an awesome God because, yes, I have done some things in my past that I'm not proud of. I have done some things and said some things,
We all have, honey.
I'm a better person, you know, and when I'm down and I got no one to turn to and I ask God to fix it, God fix it. He might not come when I first asked, but he always come right on time. You know, right now I'm in the process of trying to move out of this big old home, 3,000 square feet. You know, it seems like the more I pack up, the more I find to pack up. And sometimes my body be feeling like overwhelmed. But he said, darling, I got you. I rub some of that ointment on my back. I be still for a minute, and I pop a pain pill, and I pray, Lord, let me get through it. And he's getting me through it. I'm starting to finally see things are starting to thin out, praise God. You know, and, you know, God is good. You know, people are always complaining about what God haven't done for them or, you know, they complain about everything. But in everything, there's a rainbow. You got to look for the rainbow. Stop looking for the negative stuff. I'm just going to say that because you got to keep it real. I know we hurt. I know we are hurting. All of us are hurting, going through something different. But you know something? When you feel like you're overwhelmed, just pray. Take it to the Lord in prayer. You know, I'm going to start with Strawberry this time. Strawberry, you know, because we're running out of time here because we don't do 2 hour shows anymore. We got about maybe 17 minutes on the clock. Is there something that you want to thank God for? Because we can always talk about negative stuff, but I want to hear what you're thanking God for.
Well, I want to thank God really for getting me out of that situation, and I thank him for my apartment. I thank him for my job, even though I complain about it, and me being a daycare teacher and how it's so physically and mentally draining, but I do thank him for blessing me with that, blessing me as far as with the funds to pay my rent, to pay my bills on time. I thank him for that. I thank him for waking me up every morning. I'm truly blessed in ways that I cannot fathom.
Thank you.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. Well, Felicia, I'm going to let you go next, and then we're going to let Mark go because he's a gentleman. Let him go last. So, Felicia, what you got to be thankful for?
Okay, the first thing I wanted to ask, Strawberry, you in the DMV area?
Yes, I am. I'm in the Columbia, Maryland area.
Okay. I'm in Waldorf, so we're in the same area. So we got
really?
To connect. Yeah, I live in Waldorf. Just devil to drill real quick. We need to connect, though. We need to exchange information. Okay, so this is what I want to thank God for. I want to thank God for showing me that how much I don't know about him, that I really don't know him, and that I want to thank him for teaching me that I need to go and search a little more for him on my own.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Praise
Amen.
God. You know, no, no, he has shown her. He's shown her.
Yeah.
He's shown me. He's shown all of us.
Yeah.
God, no, listen, Terry. God loves all of us.
Yes,
every one
does.
Of us. He cares about us. He does.
You do.
Yes, he does.
Really. So, Mark,
yeah.
What you got to be thankful for, darling?
Oh, so much. I mean, I can't even start to tell you how much God has done for me in my life. He brought me back from the brink of homelessness and alcoholism and San Quentin, prison, and, you know, all of that. He brought me right back home.
Amen.
So,
amen.
He did, and I should write a damn book, come to think of it.
Yeah, how God did it. You know, a lot of people out there, you know, they only see the negative stuff about their life, but trust and believe. I don't even care if you're homeless. It's always something that's a whole lot worse. If you listen to the news, you see about these people who have been snatched, chained up like dogs in people's basements and stuff, and some has been there for years, beaten and raped regularly, you know, and we complain about what we go through. somebody is living something a whole lot worse, and there's always a reason for what is happening. And sometimes the reason might be for someone else to get it together. But, you know, I'm very grateful, first of all, that my mom is still here. Bless her heart. She's 81 plus. She's one of nine children, and she's the last one standing. And people don't understand how important that is if you got a mother that's still living and you can hear her voice and she can love on you and give you wisdom. You know, if you got an opportunity, that would be a good time that you could, you know, just record the conversations that you're having with your mother or someone special in your life, because once they're gone, they're gone. You know, so I'm so grateful that the Lord has let my mother be here and you know, just to keep giving me wisdom. And, you know, I don't know what I would do without her, and I'm just grateful that through it all,
Terry,
you know.
Terry?
Yes?
I'm going to be very, very thankful and, you know, adore that woman while she's still here.
Oh, I do, yeah. And she knows it. I do. But, you know, matter of fact, she's on the radio. I'm going to open up her mic and let her say something to everybody.
Oh, really?
Mother,
is she
here? Yeah. She's here.
Oh.
Mother dear.
Oh,
hello.
Oh.
Yes.
Mama.
How
yes,
you doing,
Terry.
Darling?
I'm doing
ma'am.
Fine, my dear.
Good. Say hello to everybody. You got some reasons to say what you're grateful for? Because I know you got a lot of reasons to be grateful, but there's one you'd like to share?
I'm grateful just to be alive. And at my age, I think I'm grateful to be moving around. A lot of people cannot do that. But I can
Amen.
Still walk, talk, take care of myself, and do all the things that I can used to do, but not as good as I used to.
No, but you
but
sound
I'm
great.
I am blessed.
You,
I'm better
you
than
sound
blessed.
Great.
Well, thank
you.
You
sound great. You sound great. Wonderful.
Good. I'm blessed. I'm
she,
better
no,
than blessed because I'm still
she
here.
Sound, no, she sounds so
yes.
young and fresh and vibrant.
Well, thank
you
so very much. God is good. And he's good all the time. Not just sometime. He's good all the time. Even
that's
when you
right.
least expect it, he's there. He's there
that's
waiting
good.
For you to call on him. Take his hand and let him guide you, not try to guide yourself. Because he can do everything possible. Everything that can be done, he can do it. You just got to have faith. You got to believe that he is the one that can do all things. Through
well,
the strength
honey,
that's strengthened us.
Mama, I do
yes.
have faith. I do have faith. And I talk to him every day, and he's told me that it's all going to be okay.
Well, that is a good thing. When he tell you going to be okay, you just pray and keep on praying. Keep him in your prayers. Don't just put him on the sideline. Put him in your prayers every day, because he's there looking down on you. He's out taking
yep.
care of you. No matter what you're doing, he's looking down on you. He got you in his hand. He got his hand on you. That's why you're still here doing good.
That's right. He got his hand on you. He woke up this morning, and that's a good point right there.
That's right.
Yeah, he got his hand on you, so you don't have to worry about that.
You know what?
Keep,
I never,
keep your hand
no,
in God's
no,
hand,
no.
and he will lead you in the right direction.
Mama,
Yes, darling.
I committed to Christ a long time ago, and he knows where I'm at. He cares about me. He loves me. He's not going to let anything happen to me. He's not.
I know that. No, he's not.
And
he loves
Terry,
you. He's going to keep his hand on you, too, baby.
And Miss Terry knows that, so. She knows.
Well,
I'm
very proud of her myself. That's my baby daughter. And she's loved of God, and she loved the church. And she always got her book. She knows what she's talking about when she tell you.
I don't.
You don't
I don't
have
care
to worry
if
she, about it. She knows what she's talking
honey.
About.
Mama, I don't care if she has a book. She knows it in her heart. That's all you need to
That's
know.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. She knows what she's talking about when she tell you.
Yeah.
Well, you
she
have to
have,
believe. You got
to
believe what
tell
God's
me.
Tell you.
Mama, she doesn't have to tell me anything because I already know that
good.
He's.
That is good. I heard you talking already when you talk about the things that have happened to you. You see, he's still blessing you.
Yeah,
he's
well, I went
blessing
through.
You. Got his hands
I went
on
through.
You.
Mama, I went through homosexuality, prison, you name it. I went through homelessness, and I still
but
came out okay.
Listen, sweetheart. Listen, my baby child. let me tell you this. You went through all those things, but he did that to make you stronger. And so you wouldn't be as weak. You can be strong. You can continue to work in his vineyard. Do what he have you to do. And you can be blessed. And you are being blessed because you're still here.
Well, that's the next thing, because I need to ask him, what do I do next, Father? You know,
just ask him. He'll lead you in the right direction.
He will
lead you. Yes, he will.
Bring souls to Christ through your testimony.
Okay,
well,
I'm sorry to interrupt you.
You take care, darling. All those things you went through,
Mom,
it was
Mom.
A testimony. It was a testimony for that what you did, went through. Then God know you went through it, and you don't came out of it now. Now you're going through something else. Just continue to do what he wants you to do. But keep your hand in God's hand. He will lead you in the right direction.
Okay, dear. I will.
That's what you do, baby. You keep your hand in God's hand. Don't listen to what somebody else say you. You listen to what he says to you and keep your heart
open. No, I ain't listening to anybody else. I'm not. I know
mm-hmm.
I know who the judge is. I know who the protector is. I know where he loves me.
He done and can still do.
Right. Well, we're going to have to wrap this up. So real quick, I'm going to start with Strawberry Felicia, my mama, Mark, and then me. I want y'all to give a shout out because we got about maybe 9 minutes left on the clock. So Strawberry, give you a little shout out so we can keep this thing moving.
All
well,
right.
I
like the person
to
give a shout out
you.
To my best friend Ashley Jackson. She just recovered from retinal surgery. I like to give a shout out to my mentor Cedric Lewis, my mother, you ladies, Mark, you two, of course, Mama that's on the phone as well. I give a shout out to you guys, and I also give a shout out. To, of course, all the women who have loved ones that are incarcerated. So I give a shout out to that as well. And that's it.
Amen. Felicia, it's your opportunity,
Amen.
Darling. Shout out.
Well, I'm not going to call it a shout out. I want to give honor to your mom, Terry. Mama, I just want to say thank you so much for deciding to carry your daughter, Terry, give birth to her. She is such a blessing to me personally. My mother is no longer with me. So I thank you for, you know, carrying her and having her because she has become like a stand-in for my mother. I call your daughter almost every
other day. Well, thank you so much.
Day.
I appreciate that.
And I appreciate you for making the decision to have her. She's such a blessing. And so are you. And I've seen your picture, by the way. You and Terry look like twins. She don't only just sound wonderful. She is gorgeous. You have to see her. She looks. She's 80. She look every bit of. Terry look like. They look like sisters. Terry looks like her little sister. That's who they look like. They don't look like mom
goodness.
And daughter.
Oh
so,
my goodness.
That's what I wanted to say. And that's another
God bless you, baby. God bless you. Continue
thank
to keep on
Mama.
In his name. Don't let the other people out here turn you around. You keep going forward to where you can see the glory of God in you and other people. You can continue
thank
to
you,
do that.
Well,
thank
Mother,
you, Mom.
Something you
want
to say before I bring Mark on?
Did you talk to me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Ms. Lola,
yeah.
You got something to say?
I just
yeah,
want to say I am blessed. I'm better than blessed because my daughter's in Christ, and I was always in Christ, and it's getting better and better. And even my grandchildren are getting in Christ, and this is a good thing. This is
but
a
Mom,
very good
Mom,
thing.
But, Mom, I'm going to ask you, I want to ask you a question real quick before we hang
go
up.
Ahead, darling.
Do
go
you
ahead.
Think because I'm homosexual that I'm going to go to hell and die?
Does your homosexual have their say that again now?
He said,
I'm homosexual. When I'm not practicing, I don't
said,
do it anymore.
He said, do you
well,
think
you have left that. You put that behind you. You went into Christ. So Christ knows what you have done, and he's going to still love you no matter what. Just keep
Amen.
On praying and doing the right thing, and everything will fall in place. Just like you lay
okay.
your handshake on the table, and once it's there, you want to move it. It'll fall. Everything will fall in place. God has got his hands on you. So don't you ever think he don't.
Amen. Okay. Mark, you got to quick shout out. We got to wrap it up.
Oh, okay. I just want to thank all these women that are I'm talking to tonight and praying with and loving.
Keep on praying and keep on loving.
That's right.
Yeah, I do. That's all.
Just keep on doing that. Don't let the devil turn you around. You keep going.
No, the devil doesn't have nothing to do with me anymore. He's gone.
All right now. Thank you very much. It's good to know.
I love you, Mama.
I love you too, baby. And you continue to keep praying for the best right thing. And pray for me too. I'm an old lady, but I still need prayer.
Amen.
Well, I know. I'll pray for Terry's mom every day. I will.
Well, thank you, darling. I appreciate
that. And Terry knows how much I feel about her, so, you know.
Yeah, she's a doll. She is a darling.
I guess she's calling all the time,
but
she's a
dog.
She's a baby. I just want everybody to know, go and share Jesus. And, you know, we're going to get up out of here with a little song by Pastor Marvin Winans. I'm over it now.
Oh, my goodness, my song.
Yes.
Cried so many hours. Trying to make it right, just didn't have the power, and you ignored all my tears in the hopes they disappear. Go,
but I guess
you just don't want to know. And if I had a dime for every time I tried to call your name, tell me I'd be wealthy. Learned that I could cope.
Well,
I discovered I could make it. Oh, in nights so long and cold, so cold, you don't know how cold. I discovered I could take it. Oh. Now I wouldn't change a thing. No, no. Not for the knowledge, not for the knowledge that I've gained. Let me say it like this. I learned that I could grow. Just dropped off of me, but you just don't want to know. I tried to. I'm a long way from where I used to be. I'm not what I'm gonna be, but I feel you just don't. Can anybody know what I'm talking about?